This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies.
Sunday morning, it's a little dreary out there, but the week looks all right. Have some warmer weather for this time of year. Be able to finish up some things in the garden. But this cold weather, this rainy weather, you know, it makes us think about, you know, everything outside. What can we do? And one of those things is take care of the birds. So today, joining us today is Cian from D&D Commodities, or Wild Delight. Good morning, Cian.
Patrick, how are you today?
I'm all right. Like I said, it's been dreary here.
Oh, it's nasty outside.
I need some sun, and it looks like we're going to get some sun the next couple days, but
it's that time of the year.
It is. it's not fun, but it happens every year, so at least we know about it. It's not surprising
exactly.
To us, right?
We're up in the Northeast. We're professionals at this.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so a couple of weeks ago, we started a few of the beginning things: where to pick, put the feeder, what type of feeder to pick, you know, etc. We'll move on a little bit this week to a few other things, and you know, we'll talk about. Really about water, what we need to do for water for the birds, and we'll talk a little bit about cardinals. Let's start off a little bit about water, because we know birds need water, but how can we help and what can we do?
Absolutely, Patrick. Well, you know, after our last show, a nice lady in Massachusetts actually reached out to my company with a couple of more questions. So
awesome.
One of them was about water, offering water to the birds. And there are so many different types of bird baths out there, whether they're the concrete ones, that, you know, decorative ones, simple ones on a post, or ones that actually clamp to your deck railing. So when looking for a bird bath, you got to think about where exactly you want to put it. And make sure that when you're buying them, that they are going to fit your specific need. Now, at this time of the year, we want to look at heated bird baths, because water is so important to birds, not only for drinking but for bathing, to keep their feathers clean. So in the wintertime, when everything is frozen, it comes even harder for them to find water. So I have a couple of different types of heated bird baths. One of them actually clamps onto my deck railing. Now, the bird, like I said, you got to make sure that when you're buying it, the box specifies that it clamps to a railing. And the heated bird baths nowadays are so safe, because many, many years ago when they first came out, you used to have to be worried about them running dry, that they would melt. But nowadays, they are so safe that if you're away for a while and they happen to go dry, it's not going to damage them. So on my back deck, I do have one that's actually clamped to the railing. And it's really nice because it's got a hinge that you can actually tilt it and dump out the old water so you can keep it clean and then refill it with nice, clean water. In the front of the house, I have one that's simply on a metal post, almost like a shepherd's hook metal that you just push into the ground, and it sits the heated bird bath sits right on top. So I have one in the front, one in the back. I call them my birdie jacuzzis. And let me tell you, in the wintertime, birds are drawn to it because there's when everything is frozen, there's no other water, and they need it. So it is a really good attractant. Now, they do have heated bird baths that are like a concrete form that'll actually sit right on the ground, too, which is really great. It's like natural looking, but, you know, when up in the New England area, when you get 2-3 feet of snow, that becomes a problem. Now, if you have an existing bird bath and you don't want to go and buy a new one, they do have these heater elements that you can put directly into your existing bird bath as well. Now, everything has to have electrical supply or, you know, running. I run electrical cords out there and to plug them in. Now, if you have a concrete bird bath, this a lot of people don't think of it. You know, they come in two pieces. One's a pedestal, and then you've got the top bath. If you're not going to use it, I would turn the top over so it doesn't fill with water, because if that freezes, you do run the risk of the ice expanding and cracking the bird bath. Ooh, boy, I was on a little run there.
Yeah. Well, so it, you know, it's very important when you're doing you know, taking care of the birds that are in the area at this time. One of the things I was thinking about, and I know back from when I was actually purchasing, you know, pottery like this, there are multiple types of bird baths for the regular time of the year, too.
Sure.
And some of them are just too deep. Is that,
yes.
You know...
Yeah, they should be... They should be no more than, like, 2 inches deep. So, yeah, like you said, there are a lot of very decorative ones out there. They're pretty, but they are too deep. So you don't have to get rid of that one. You can simply get some, like, flat river stones and put them in there to kind of, you know, decrease the depth and give them a way to safely get in there and bathe. They only need about 2 inches of water to either drink or get in there and splash around.
Okay, that's that was one thing I was, you know, when I, like I said, when I was purchasing products like this, it was, you know, I just thought every bird bath was kind of created equal. But, you know, knowing that, because, you know, if somebody out there is a bird watcher, is a birdie, if you will, and they want to get something for, you want to get something for them who are interested for Christmas, you know, bird bath might be a nice thing to do, you know, for next season. But it is so important.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It is so important to really think about everything other than just thinking about the beauty of it.
Right. And a lot of people, you know, they concentrate so much on the feeder and the food, they forget about the water. So if you can buy somebody a bird bath for as a Christmas gift, that's a wonderful idea.
It's we got to take care of everything out there, especially if we want to keep them coming back to your home.
We can enjoy them.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you had said, you had mentioned you have them in different areas. Now, yes. Does it, are you, you're doing those obviously strategically. You know about this. But for somebody out there who's new to this, what are we really looking for an area for a bird bath or any water source for the birds?
Well, you want to keep it in the same general area as your feeders. You're creating like a birdie oasis. So you've got the food and you've got the water close to each other. So I've got bird feeders in the front yard. I've got bird feeders in the backyard. So I just kind of split them up and take care of both areas.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You don't have to, you want to keep them close so everything's right there and you don't have to worry as much. So I like that. That makes a lot of sense to me. Again, like I've told you, I'm new to this birding game here, so I want to be able to be successful. So that's why I kind of ask a little bit more questions than my father used to.
Go right ahead. I'm here to help.
He was.
You know, it's a wonderful hobby, and once you start getting into it, oh, it's going to become such an addiction. You're going to be looking out your window all the time, watching the birdies.
Yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, gives you something to do during the winter, especially when you like to look outside. You love nature, but there's not much going on out there other than that snow.
Yeah, so you don't want to hang outside. And
exactly. So, so we can touch a little bit on it. We have a minute before break, but the Cardinals, we wanted to talk about them, and we can, again, follow up on the other side of the break. But let's talk a little bit about Cardinals and what we can do to attract them.
Cardinals, nothing more iconic than seeing that bright red bird on a snowy day. That they really pop out, you know. So they're a bigger bird, so you have to be aware of what kind of feeders you have in your yard for them. Traditionally, most people have a simple tube feeder out there. Unfortunately, the cardinal is too big of a bird to land on that perch and feed comfortably. So that's not a good feeder for them, but you don't have to get rid of that feeder. There are some fixes for a tube feeder that'll make them attractive to a cardinal.
Awesome. Let's hold that thought until the other side of the break so we can make sure we get all that information. I don't want to cut you off when you're getting into a groove. I know how it is. You just want to keep going.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
We're going to take a break. We'll get back more with CN from Wild Delight.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We are joined by Cian from D&D Commodities and Wild Delight. And before the break, we started to talk a little bit in regards to Cardinals. I'm going to start on that one. But you were talking about even if you don't have the right feeder, you can actually make it work. And there are ways to fix it.
Right. So. I mean, Your most common feeder are your tube feeders. But like I said, the perches are generally too small for cardinals to land on. But you don't have to discard, especially if you have limited places to put feeders. You can go, they make something called a perch ring that'll actually slide over the existing perch, making a bit of a larger platform. I believe Droll Yankee still makes those. So they're inexpensive, and you just slip them over the perch, and there you have it more comfortable for the cardinals to land. Now, if you have a tube feeder that you can screw a seed catcher tray on the bottom of it, that's even better. That just not only catches the seed and keeps it from falling on the ground, but it gives some place for the cardinals to land and feed. And those are your two basic simple adaptations you can do to a tube feeder. Now, your more common feeders that cardinals like are your hopper feeders, simply because it's just a bigger landing platform for them to make it easier for them to feed. And then, of course, you have your straight platform feeder or what they call a fly-through feeder. And that the fly-through is simply a platform feeder that has a roof to it. Those any birds can go on. But like I said, tube feeders, most common, but you don't have to get rid of them to replace them to get a feeder that's better for cardinals. You can adapt them with either perch rings or a seed-catching tray.
That's interesting to hear, as though, you know, a lot of us want to see the cardinals this time of year. Just, you know, that nice It's almost like you're looking to get that nice photo, but it's that nice feeling, that contrast between the snow and the red. Now, I learned this a few years ago, but I found that it's usually, you know, the color of the bird is to attract the mate, and it's usually, you know, more colorful is female versus male. But the cardinals, from what I have learned, is the more colorful is the male on this one. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The male is the most, well, in many of the bird species, the male is more flamboyant in their color to be more attractive to the females. You know, to show off. But yes, the females are a more brownish, reddish. You know, they're a more dull color. Whereas that male is bright red and he just pops right out.
That's when I learned that it was interesting because then I started going around being like, oh, so did you know that the cardinal male is more colorful? Because it's usually when we talk about plants in this industry, you know, the male is, you know, like a holly. You can put the male around the corner and forget about him. Whereas the cardinal, the male is like the prominent one that we all see, and it's just, it's the complete opposite. So it was interesting once I learned that. So, anyways, just to reiterate what we went over, just with the water for the birds, how important it is for the winter here and the placement. Just one last time, if we could go over that real quick.
At this time of the year, everybody should have a heated bird bath to keep open water for the birds to drink because they need water just like we need water. And when it's all frozen over, you know, when it's 0 degrees outside, there's not going to be too much in the way of open, moving water. So heated bird baths are a must. When you're looking to buy one, you know, they usually come in a box. Make sure the box is either marked for the deck or it's got its own little metal stand to it. So if you want to clamp it to the deck, make sure it specifies that that's what that bird bath is for. Or if you're just going to simply push the post into the ground, put the bird bath on top, you know, if you want to put it in an away from your deck. So make sure it's marked on the box what you're looking for.
Awesome. Thank you so much for all the information, Cian. It's a pleasure to have you on here. It's a lot of great information, and I can't wait for 2 more weeks now. We can talk again and get some more information about what to do for the birds. So thank you so much for coming on.
Not a problem. You have yourself a wonderful day.
You too, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I did the right thing.
Former New York mayor, now President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says President Trump did not ask him to do anything in Ukraine to further Trump's political career. Giuliani says he was legitimately looking into corruption there involving former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden and the company the younger Biden worked for.
I was so effective that I discovered a pattern of corruption that the Washington Press has been covering up.
On Fox News, Giuliani says it was Biden who, as vice president, threatened to withhold U.S.
U.S. aid from Ukraine unless they fired a prosecutor looking into the alleged corruption involving the Bidens. Biden yesterday telling CNN he did nothing wrong, as the prosecutor in question was actually not investigating corruption enough. An Amtrak train collides with a car at a crossing in Jupiter, Florida yesterday, killing a mom and two children in the vehicle. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Great conversation with Cian from D&D Commodities. It's also Wild Delight. Some great information on what to do with making sure your birds are taken care of during the winter with watering. And how to make sure that happens. So there was some really good information. Now, if you know somebody who's looking for a bird feeder, birdie type person, that's when we want to what we want to do for the fall here, Christmas time. We get a nice bird bath, and you know, taking care of certain birds. One of the great ones was that we talked about. Obviously, was about cardinals. Cardinals is that beautiful red bird that's out there. They actually, Wild Delight has a mix of bird food for cardinals. It's a nice red. So it's a clear bag. They have clear bags so you can actually see what's in the actual bag. They're not hiding anything from you. They're showing you what's in there, but it's a red color for your cardinals in there. So they have a bunch of different sizes. They have 7-pound bags, 15-pound bags, and 30-pound bags. So those are something to look at. It's got some, sunflower seeds, few other things in there. The birds will love as well, but it's a nice mix for it. Now, she talked about the different types of feeder, tube feeders with larger holes, hopper feeders, platform feeders, or even on the ground. So just some good information. If you have more questions or looking for more information, you can go to their website at wilddelight.com. Again, that's wilddelight.com. So W-I-L-D DELIGHT.com. And that would be one where you get some good information on there. It would actually give you information on the different types of birds and which foods you should be using for them. So really cool information. I am someone who fairly new to it, whereas my father was a avid birder. He always had bird feeders, always was feeding different ways. All different types of feeders, making sure all the different birds would get there. That was passed on from his father. One of my father's favorite pictures of my grandfather was a picture of my grandfather putting a feeder up. They had gotten a great one. And I mean, this was a number of years ago, probably in the late 70s, early 80s, this picture was. And I remember I found it. And he was like, "Oh my God, that's my favorite!" And I had it blown up and framed for him. So that was pretty cool when I got that. But it was all about that birding, and it's been passed down. So something you can do with your family is pass that down and have something to look out and think about during those winter months. You know, it's not just obviously about the winter months, but the winter months is when we want to take care of them the most. There's not as much out there for them. There's not as much water. There's not as much food. So that's why we talk about birding a lot in the winter months. So if you guys have any questions, you want to give us a phone call, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another hour and a half. And after that, we'll be back next week. We're celebrating Thanksgiving this coming week. Usually has already happened. For the past 4 or 5 years, we actually have had it so early. It's almost like we had an extra month for an extra week of Christmas. But, you know, Christmas doesn't change. It's always on the same day every year. It's just how you look at it. Now, this past week, while I was at Mahoney's, we got a phone call from Fox 25 in Boston looking for some information on why Christmas happens so early. Why is it getting earlier and earlier? And I got to be interviewed on that. And a few things here and there with it, but it was pretty cool. Got to talk about why it's so great to be looking at Christmas decorations right now. And I'll tell you, where I work at Mahoney's in Winchester, the decorating and the way it looks is just amazing. You walk in there and it just gives you idea after idea. And I was just talking about with them that when you walk into a garden center, and this could be at any time of year, but we were just specifically talking about Christmas, it's a getaway. Get away from everything outside. And I'm not talking just political here. I'm talking everything. You walk into a garden center, especially a greenhouse, in the middle of winter, and it's 70 degrees, and there's flowering plants and tropical house plants and foliage everywhere. You're just like, I love it. You know, it's the same thing just each season at a garden center. You walk in and see new ideas, things that you can do to enjoy. There's just something about plants, something about gardening, something about, you know, the taking care of the house and the yard and decorating that just makes you feel a little bit better. So it was cool that we got to talk about it on the, that I got to talk a little bit about it on the news. So I was pretty cool with that. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Norm is in Cape Cod.
Norm, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I've got a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
In our area, it's not everywhere, but there's a problem. There was a problem this summer with what is called mold.
You're breaking up a little bit here, Norm. I think.
Second. I'll open the door.
I think you were talking about sooty mold. I'm not sure.
That's right. I am. And is the reception better now?
Yeah.
I was told it's created from an insect, and I just wondered, you know, how we can treat that for next year. Because my umbrella, you know,
yeah,
got
so
stuff trying to clean it off.
Well, so sooty mold is the honeydew from the insects. It's coming
right.
from aphids or scale. So that it's basically that's the end result of it. The sooty mold on the plants doesn't hurt the plant itself, the actual sooty mold. So it can actually be washed off. You can use like a palm olive dishwasher soap with you know a light mixture of it, or you can even use like get some gloves on, put the water over it, and you can actually wash it off. But it's coming from aphids or scale. So aphids and scale are something that are prone to, and I'm sure you probably had it on like hollies and mostly evergreens.
Well, the biggest issue is that I get it's all over the AZAC decks and the umbrellas, the chairs. It just made a mess of my whole property. My vehicle, I took the time, the white truck, I took the time to wash, really wash it thoroughly.
Yep.
It was covered black mold, and less than a month later, the same issue, completely
okay.
covered. And
so,
I'm more concerned about that stuff rather than the plants, because I did hear it will wash off over the winter just from weather, the rain, and
it will.
It'll clean. Okay.
So
I'm just go ahead.
I would be concerned, you know, you said you're not really concerned about the, you know, the insects, et cetera, but they're the ones creating it. So
right.
we can, you know, look at what we can do to protect, you know, not only your plants, but your area from this. Now, they
yeah.
have a product out there called All Seasons Oil from Bonide. It's a horticultural spray oil.
Right.
Comes in multiple sizes. It will come in like a ready-to-use, a concentrate, a hose-end version. So the hose, you can, you know, just attach it to the hose and it'll spray.
Okay.
And what you can do is they call it All Seasons because you can actually spray it pretty much throughout the year. So you
yeah.
could start this early in the year, spraying the plants around those areas. I'm assuming it's probably coming from shade trees if it's going hitting the umbrellas and hitting
right.
the porch. You know,
right.
I'm assuming they're pretty tall trees.
Yeah.
So
correct.
So that's why like a hose end sprayer might work out for you. It can actually, a lot of them can spray up to 25 feet. So it might be something to look at doing, but
how often would I do that, Professor? Next
so
year.
At this one, I would do it. You know, it's an organic one, so it doesn't have a ton of residual.
Yeah.
So you're spraying that probably every 2 to 3 weeks. So
right.
that being said, if you're looking for a longer term, killer for the insects that are creating this, you can be looking at a product from Bonide called Eight
okay.
Yard and Garden. It comes in the same ones where you can actually attach it to the hose. That has a longer residual. That residual will last about six weeks, maybe a little
okay.
bit longer. And it's, you know, yeah. obviously it's not organic. It's a synthetic because most organics don't have that residual. Whereas the synthetic does. So the synthetic will actually last longer. So 8 would be the one to be looking at. Now, if you're looking at cleaning up your areas, maybe look into getting a product called Wet and Forget. It's a product my father used to talk about all the time. You can actually spray it around the house. It gets rid of molds. It gets rid of mildews. It gets rid of staining on porches, etc. And that would be a good one to use to do the cleanup. It's not a bleach
okay.
product, so it's safe to, you know, if it runs off into the garden. But that might be a nice way to clean everything in the yard. So that would be something to look at, too.
All right. Sounds great. I have one other quick question.
Sure.
I've had a problem with voles in the last couple of years. I have a Pachysandra bed, and they seem to come out of there and make lines in my lawn. When I finally blew the leaves off a few weeks ago, I have all these lines, you know, where the grass is just ripped up in about a 2-inch tunnel, not a tunnel, 2-inch lines going into the lawn. And I wondered, is there an organic product for voles that I imagine I'd have to throw some into the pack of sander bed because that's where they're coming from, as well as the lawn. Is there some sort of an organic to control?
So there are some products out there to use to get rid of moles. There's a product out there, Mole Max.
Right.
I'm trying to look it up as we speak just to check the active ingredient. I believe it is actually organic. One of the things, because moles and voles kind of get mixed together. They're not just individual. They do a lot of the same. So Mole Max is organic. It's pet and people safe. One of the things I want you to do is, the best you can, step on all those tunnels, everything you can, to push it down, because moles and voles are only active in certain areas. By pushing those down, you're going to know where they're most active. Find that and then use this product to repel them away to get rid of them.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Patrick. Thanks.
Have a great one. Thank you.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo Voice.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Another hour in the program. I just want to finish up real quick with what we were talking about with Norm prior to the break. With moles, the thing that you, and voles, you really need to get rid of as many of the entries that you can find, because moles and voles only will cover one area, but they'll have tunnels for like miles, it feels like. So try to stomp down as much as possible so you can actually see where they're located. The reason why you do that is, you know, the product, you want to make sure it goes in one spot and pushes them away. So what I'd suggest doing for anybody who has moles or voles problems, tonight before, you know, it gets too dark, step on all of those holes and get it pushed down. And then tomorrow morning, go out there first thing. You're going to see where any of these have started to creep up a little bit again. You're going to notice they've been raised, and that's where those moles and voles are. So then you're going to use that repellent, the Mole Max, in that area to push them away versus trying to do it all around the house and only being effective on where they're located versus all around. So just something to think about. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next? Irene in Lowell. Irene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
First of all, I wanted to let you know that I really enjoyed being in Winchester last Sunday. I could not believe the beautiful display, and I purchased maybe more than I should have. everything was lovely, and it was nice to say hello to you.
Thank you.
I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. I have a question that sounds very similar to the previous caller. I have cold. I have a brand new lawn, new seed, new soil, winterized it already, and all of a sudden I'm noticing I have some holes. They're spaced probably 2 feet apart, and they're about 2-3 inches in diameter. Now, my grandson was here the other day, and he said, Nanny, I think those are, skunks. He said skunks do that. So I have not seen one skunk this summer in my property. I'm shocked that I have not. But the previous caller, I think, has a similar issue.
Now, so those holes, are they like little, like volcanoes, or are they dug in? Do they go deep?
I haven't checked to see how deep they go, but I don't think they're volcano type holes. I think they're deep.
So if they go deep, they could be, you know, your mole or vole. You'd be also seeing like kind of tunnels along the lawn. So skunks do dig in the lawn when they're looking for grubs.
And
they will be active in the later part of the season, you know, even all the way into October, November. So that could be part of it if it's just digging. If it doesn't end up in like a tunnel, then it could be the skunk. Whereas if it is, you know, a tunnel, it could be the mole, vole type animal, the rodent. So what I'd suggest doing today, or later today, is any of those holes that you see, covering them up. Getting them, you know, maybe do it tomorrow because it's going to pour all day. So maybe do it tomorrow. It's supposed to be a little bit warmer. Cover up all those holes that you can find.
Cover with what?
Well, just the soil that's right there. Just kind of stomp on it. So it's covered.
Well, I don't see any soil around it. That's the issue. I don't see any soil that they might have dug out.
Okay. So if you have a bag of soil or something around that you could put it on there, maybe even take a shovel, right, and right where the hole is, kind of go on either side and push the soil together that's there so it kind of covers the holes. Take a look, and if any of the holes come back up the next day, then you're going to have a mole or a vole issue. And if that's the case, that's when you would want to use that Mole Max. Around the area and push them away from your yard. So definitely take a look at it, but get rid of the holes and see what's going on, and that would be your best bet.
Now, I assume that they have that at Mahoney's and Filmstead.
Yes, definitely do.
Mole Max. All right, yep. I'll try that tomorrow. Thank you very much.
All right, good luck.
Thanks,
Irene. Have a great one. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.